Thank you. Just to give a quick overview of some of the things that are going on in Texas and some of the issues we've been facing in Texas, I throw this picture up there because I was just telling a few people earlier, I received a letter from one of our Texas producers on Monday indicating why we're paying the assessment because we've eradicated the boll weevil in Texas, but that's certainly not true, especially if you're living in the southern part of the state. Texas is made up of 16 zones within the state. We also manage four zones that are in eastern New Mexico. Looking at the weevil numbers over the past, the initial year in 2009, if you will look at, I'm primarily going to focus where we are capturing weevils presently. The St. Lawrence area initially had 3.2, and we've reduced those down, 7.9 in the SRP, which is in the center of the state. And then along the eastern and southern part of the state, we've reduced those numbers dramatically over the last few years. We've had some difficulties that I'm going to address in a few moments, but you can see our numbers from the initial year have come down dramatically. Looking at year-end total numbers captured in those zones, comparing 2009 year-end to 2008 year-end, probably the most dramatic increase or decreases were in the Upper Coastal Bend, reducing total captures of 6,005 down to 47, which is a very difficult zone to eradicate, very tropical type weather. South Texas Winter Garden, 1.5 million down to 232, and then 280,000 in the Rio Grande Valley, down to 41,000 currently in 2009. As I said, we divide the state in half. In the western and northern part of the state, we'd captured 206 weevils this year, 9 out of those 11 zones, which is 4.7 million acres. Did not catch any weevils this last year. We only treated about 56,000 acres in that entire part of the state. Here are where the captures were in the southern rolling plains. As you can see, they sort of rim out along the southern edge, and this is a result of migration that we're getting from the south, another zone down there that has a large number of boll weevils in it. The one weevil that we caught in the St. Lawrence zone is in the very center of the zone. There's a little red dot in the very center. That's next to a watermelon field. Three out of the five reinfestations we've had in the northern part of the state are the result of a cotton field or being next to a watermelon field where equipment for gathering watermelons or personnel for gathering watermelons came up to that area from the Rio Grande Valley to pick watermelons, and we've had weevils hitchhike, or we think that's what's happened in those areas. Looking at East and South Texas, 684,000 acres, much less acreage located in this part, but many more problems. Year-to-date weevils, 304,000 compared to 1.9 million in 2008. Acreage treated, we're very aggressive on the acreage treated, 1.9 million acres treated versus almost 4 million acres treated in 2008. Looking at southern blacklands, you can see across this zone, the center of the zone is more or less weevil-free, and we have a very dense population located in the Brazos River bottom, very high numbers. Many of these numbers occurred early in the year prior to Pinhead Square, but this is our season-long trap captures, and we have brought those numbers down toward the end of the season. As you can see, this is just comparing the last 2 years in the southern blacklands. On the weevils per trap per week, we're way less than one at this present time compared to an issue year of 13.7 season long. Northern blackland zone, you can see our numbers have decreased there. Our high end of that graph there is 8 to 9 weevils in a field. And looking at the numbers, their initial year was 11.5 weevils per trap per season long, and we're way less than even 0.01 at the end of the season. Upper Coastal Bend, that's the zone I said we only caught 47 weevils in this year. Very sparse, scattered weevils. Four weevils in two fields are the most weevils we caught in any field there, so we feel like we've done real good in that area. looking at the last 2 years, way less. And in fact, the last weevil we caught in that zone was in September, so we haven't caught any weevils since September. South Texas Weir Garden is one of our zones that we do have some problems with. We had a good drought there this year that, not for the growers, but for boll weevil eradication. And most of the weevils were caught early season again. A lot of this cotton, some of these planted fields here never came up, but we caught a lot of weevils there along the west side of this zone, and the highest field there was 383 weevils. But looking at another part of that zone, South Texas Winter Garden, the Uvalde District, we had a field there that almost caught 11,000 weevils. And we have struggled in this area since several years, since 2007 primarily. But you can see we have made progress. Their initial year was 12.82, and looking at the last 2 years, we're down way below one weevil per trap at the end of the season. Lower Rio Grande Valley, this is where our hurricane came through there last year and disrupted our trapping and treatment for several weeks during that time, and we did have some increase in numbers there, but this is still not as bad as it was the previous year. Just looking at their initial year was 16.12, looking at the last 2 years, even though we had the hurricane in 08, as you can see, we had some weeks there that went four weevils per trap per week. In 2009, we have reduced those numbers to less than one. Concerns? I guess this is the one concern that generates a lot of activity is when we talk about it. This line right here, we talk about a lot of different problems, but when you don't get a freeze and you have cotton year after year in an area, it makes it more difficult to eradicate. Now, you can find cotton in fields. It's when you have cotton in other places and boll weevils being that are coming out from other areas that give you the problems. Of course, this is Hurricane Ike that hit Houston and went on up in the SBL. Gave us a lot of rain back in that area. And of course, here is Hurricane Dolly, which hit the Rio Grande Valley in 2008 and gave us a lot of the problems that we have. And of course, we had 6 to 8, 9 weeks that we couldn't trap or treat in those areas. Of course, this is what a lot of the cotton looked like, and this cotton was ready for harvest. They had just begun harvest at this time, and this seed all went into townships, into cities, into a lot of places that are very difficult to find. This is a plant, this is not a result of Dolly, but this was a 4-year-old plant that we found in the Rio Grande Valley, had 4 growth rings on it. This was about 10 by 10. We have found plants as tall as 16 feet that are growing in the Rio Grande Valley, so it is sometimes a problem to find all the plants in the Rio Grande Valley. This is one of our struggles is to find. Of course, after Dolly, we had cotton growing on the sides of roads, and of course, you would think sugarcane would be a great competitor, but you have cotton growing in sugarcane and cornfields. In Texas, we have a law that prevents the highway department from maintaining highway right-of-ways certain parts of the year so that the wildflowers can bloom. You can't spray or you can't mow. So we have a lot of issues with getting out on the highways and hoeing cotton to maintain clean areas to prevent reproduction in those areas. Of course, we had a lot of fields. I talked about the drought earlier. Coming into this year, that we had a lot of cotton that was germinating in other crops, and we've had some legislative changes in the state of Texas to help address this. We've also had Texas Department of Agriculture to give us a very large arsenal of labels to spray boll weevil in a lot of different crops that are not necessarily a pest to those crops, but you have cotton growing in those crops, you need to have a tool to control those boll weevils. There's wheat, there's watermelons that we've had. One of the ironies of this year was early in the season, this is the brown bars and non-cotton fields that we had in the Uvalde area, and the green bars are actual cotton fields that are trapped. And we were capturing in fields that were not planted to cotton, but were planted to corn and other crops, winter vegetables, capturing a large number of weevils in these fields. Okay. Another issue in the south where it doesn't freeze is hunters feeding cottonseed in large areas, or they'll dump cottonseed in areas for deer to feed on, and then you have cattlemen feeding cottonseed to cattle that you may get cotton production from that. And in North Texas, or in areas that you get a freeze, that would probably not be a problem, because a lot of times those with plants would freeze, you'd never see them again. But in areas where it doesn't freeze, you get continuous, as you can see, the seed will fall out of those plants, drop to the ground, and make plants year on and year out. The same with some of the areas where they feed the deer. Some of the new concerns we have is, of course, we have areas that are on the other side of the fence in the Rio Grande Valley. We have cotton fields between the river and the fence. In some areas, we have a mile of ground and fields between that area that access to, and getting someone to treat in those areas may be a future concern. And of course, everywhere in Texas, we have these wind turbines and trying to treat areas, and we have these in high weevil areas also. Trying to treat in these areas are going to be a more difficult task for the future. Of course, all the news is not bad news. We're really having some good crops in Texas. We have them below economic threshold, and we're proud that some of our growers are benefiting from the eradication program. Thank you.